With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change titled Humans Are Inherently Compassionate and Loving, via video conference with our association members in Bangkok, Thailand, on July the 24th, 2008.
We have been seeing dolphins and whales stranded themselves in many places throughout the world, more often in the past few years. Are these events related to the global warming, and are these animals are trying to tell humans something?
Yes, they have been telling humans long time ago. They've been telling us long time already, but very few listen. The human cannot listen to the animal, most of the human. And some human can listen, and nobody else will listen to that person anyway. Poor souls. What suffering they must have endured due to our carelessness and unkind habits. Let's hope the human will develop more spiritually and understand the needs of the animals and give them love and respect as they deserve. I hope the human wake up soon. For their own sake even, and the animal's sake.
ช่วงเวลาของการเปลี่ยนแปลงของดาวเคราะห์โลกใบนี้มันจะให้ดาวเคราะห์ใบนี้ถูกทำให้มีอารยธรรมสูงขึ้นใช่หรือไม่และหลังจากการเปลี่ยนแปลงแล้วจะเป็นอย่างไรการเปลี่ยนแปลงครั้งสำคัญนี้จะทำให้สิ่งมีชีวิตทุกสิ่งบนโลกนี้รวมเป็นหนึ่งเดียวใช่ไหมครับ
The cleansing effect is very unpleasant to bear.But if people realize this is just a warning and change to a better, nobler lifestyle in love and peace, then all living on earth will be in unity. And let's pray that this happen very soon. We need it. We need a change in humans' consciousness. We need peace and love on this planet for a change.We've been living long enough in the shadow of wars, cruelty, troubles, famine, and suppression of all kinds due to the killing karma. We really need a breath of fresh air. We need peace, comfort, safety, happiness, and love among all beings on the planet.
Dear Master,Previous attempt to promote and encourage people to change to vegetarian have not been very successful. We would like your suggestion on how we could effectively promote vegetarianism so that it becomes a new trend in Thailand, can help solve global warming. Thank you, Master.
I have been telling you already, like everywhere else,It has to start from the government and the media because they are the most powerful tools to spread information to the people at large. So the same in Thailand, I think you should write or talk to the government and the media and those in power. See, apart from what we are doing right now, like distributing flyers, teaching vegetarian diet,and opening vegetarian restaurants, and going to school demonstrating vegetarian diet, etc., etc. It's not that what you have attempted fail. It's just not as successful as you want it to be. It's not as fast as we want it to be. But it had good effect in some way, and it will bear fruit. I don't like the word fail. Think positive and try again, okay? Go extra mile. Think of what else to do.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
สวัสดีค่ะท่านอาจารย์ในเรื่องการลดการปล่อยก๊าซท่านพอจะบอกพวกเราได้หรือไม่ว่าต้องลดก๊าซในปริมาณเท่าไหร่ถึงจะหยุดภาวะโลกร้อนนี้ได้ขอบคุณค่ะ
We have to reduce 80% of the pollution from the gas and everything else, okay? And stop eating the animals. That is the only way to stop immediately the 80% gas pollution. The rest, 20% more or less, nature can absorb and take care of it. And the earth can repair herself. You see, the earth has a mechanism to repair herself. It's just that we overload the planet. We pollute too much, and we create too much of murderous karma. Therefore, the earth is not even allowed to repair herself because of the bad karma of the inhabitants. As soon as we erase this bad retribution from the killing effect, then the earth will turn around, will be allowed to repair, reproduce, and sustain lives again. It's all come round about the karma. Yes, we overload her capacity, the earth. So we have to reverse our actions. That's all there is to it. Meat eating produced 80% of global warming from pollution. So if we just stop meat eating, stop killing animals for food, then that 80% gas pollution will disappear. And we will live in peace, health, happiness, and long life again.
สวัสดีค่ะท่านอาจารย์ขอเรียนถามท่านอาจารย์ว่าถ้าคนไทยมุ่งที่จะใช้พลังงานให้น้อยลงและปลูกต้นไม้เพิ่มมากขึ้นแต่ยังทานเนื้อสัตว์ต่อไปเราจะหยุดภาวะโลกร้อนได้หรือไม่คะ
No, very little effect. Because meat producing causes 80% of global warming. I have told you already. Because of related pollution from various angles.Transportation, water, trees felling, deforestation, refrigeration, medical care for animals and humans, and etc., etc. All kind of pollution coming from meat production. You see, it's not just the land that they use, it's not just the methane gas and nitrous oxide that they produce. It is all its byproducts. There's no end to the list, okay? So you can check again on suprememastertv.com for some of the facts and the information that we have gathered from the scientific point of view up to date. And then add them together, then you can see the picture, okay?Elsewhere, I have also mentioned a lot of it already. We cannot rely on green technology alone to save the planet. Completely, no. Because the worst cause of it is from misindustry. Everybody knows it. All the scientists already reported to us. Thank you.
Master.
Hello.
I'm from Australia. I'm very lucky to be here today to participate in this conference with you. My question is that I have experienced a spiritual being came and lie down and slept behind me when I was sleeping on my right side. On two or three occasions, it put its arms around me and cuddled me. The latest occasion is only a few days ago. I am not afraid but annoyed of its disturbance. I thought we were protected, especially when I have just finished meditating at night before I went to sleep. Please advise, Master.
This is not quite a spiritual being. It is you being on a still a lower level. And this person was your former lover, and you are in his level right now, and so he just come visit you, okay? that was also due to the lingering attachment in your heart. But as soon as you go up on a higher level, he will disappear. You will leave him behind, and you will help him later on.
Thank you,
When you go higher, he will be helped also, and then you won't see him anymore. Meditate more, okay? And do not be attached to any of the former relationship, be it in this life or last life. Whatever relationship you have now, take care of it. Nourish it. That's it. Good luck.
Thank you. My second question is, when I was meditating, every time when I concentrate, after a short while, I can feel a certain tightness on a certain part of my head, and when I hold on, it just bursts. And I feel that this process is helping me to clear all the impression and first promote a clearer mental focus. I understand that I am experiencing this because I practiced a different kind of meditation before.
Mm.
Master, I hope I'm right. I do feel more confident, have a better concentration, and a much happier person. I doubt because the beings still come to invade into my privacy.
Mm.
And also, Master, I would like to thank you, Master, for all your love, grace, and loving kindness, without which I know I will never be what I am. And I love you very much, and I'm very grateful to you for what you are doing for all of us and the world. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You see, sometimes that's correct. If we practice some other method before, and there is still some lingering energy in the body, so it takes some time to clear it off. But you're already much better. As you can see it yourself, that you feel more confident, happier person, then just continue your meditation in all your devotion and love, and then things will improve. You'll be clear of it in no time. You'll be clear of everything that is bothering you in no time. And that person will not come to bother you anymore.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
อาจารย์คะถ้าเรายังมีหนี้สินที่ยังใช้ไม่หมดนะอาจารย์จะพาเราไปไหมคะขอบพระคุณค่ะอาจารย
์ Oh sure you pay it somehow. If you don't pay it here, you pay it a little bit higher up, because the karmic natural law will deduct it from you whether you want to pay or not. Don't worry that you cannot pay. Yeah, the karma king will take it from you. Yeah, either from your spiritual account or from your physical suffering. So make sure you don't make any more karmic debt, okay? Keep the five precepts. Keep a strict vegan diet and live a virtuous life. And you will be with me. Don't worry. I will come to take you. Whatever. It's just that if you don't adhere to the karmic law, the cause and retribution law, you will suffer in this lifetime, or you will delay your spiritual ascending, or you will be in a lower level of consciousness. Instead of, for example, you're supposed to go to the fifth level, but because you don't adhere to the moral standard of a human being, yeah, and you deliberately commit new karmic debt, then maybe you cannot go to the fifth. Maybe you go only to the third or the fourth. It depends. It's a pity. Okay? But I'll come get you anyway. It's just that you will suffer in this lifetime or the next. Bodily or spiritually or emotionally, it depends. So make sure you live a virtuous life. You see, a guideline is 5 precepts. A strict vegan diet. Do good. Okay? That's all you need to do. And you'll be safe with me. Okay? I will never leave you. It's just you will suffer if you don't follow the universal law. It's not like I'm forsaking you or angry with you or I'll do anything to you. It's not that. It's just the karmic law is very, very exact. Okay? And I cannot infringe with it. Once I have told you already what to do, you should do it. All right? Thank you.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in next Friday for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Humans Are Inherently Compassionate and Loving. And now, Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.